www.thebiblecenter.org. Our forecast looks like this. Sunny skies, hot weather, a high near 99. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 90. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 69. Topeka, clear and 70. Manhattan, partly cloudy and 72. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. How does a presidential campaign vet vice presidential candidates? The Harris Campaign
is NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. Watering restrictions will begin this week for the city of Wichita. Kylie Cameron reports.
The city receives most of its water from the Cheney Reservoir, which is at its lowest level since 2013. Wichita Water customers will be limited to outdoor watering one day a week. That day will depend on where they live. Residents are also only allowed to water in the late evening to early morning. City Manager Robert Layton says the restrictions will last for at least 2 months.
We must all come together to change our lawn care practices in order to preserve our most precious resource, and that is drinking water in this community.
More information is at SaveWichitaWater.com. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
Similar water restrictions are already in place in other Kansas communities, including Hayes, where water restrictions have been in effect for years. Kansas farmers and researchers will soon have more accurate data on the future of the most vital resource in the region, the High Plains Aquifer. Kaylin Moore reports on what we know after a recent study.
Using a helicopter and electric magnetic pulses, researchers collected data on the thickness and sediment composition of the aquifer in northwest Kansas. Aquifers are made up of porous rock and soils, and water gets trapped underground. But Kansas geologists are finding out just how much that varies across the region. Jim Butler with the Kansas Geological Survey says this data can help farmers plan for the future.
If folks are saying, hey, I want my kids and grandkids to be able to utilize this resource in the future, you know, it'd be helpful for them to know how these sediments are arranged.
The Kansas Geological Survey hopes to conduct the same study over the rest of western Kansas over the next 3 years. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
An Illinois man has been arrested after threatening to shoot two Kansas City Chiefs players at a concert. Detectives with the Kansas City Police Department discovered the threat against the Chiefs on social media. The Friday concert featuring country music singer-songwriter Morgan Waller was delayed by 40 minutes while authorities searched for 23-year-old Aaron Brown III at Arrowhead Stadium. Morgan Wallen was joined at that concert by Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, as well as Chiefs players Travis Kelce and Chris Jones. Brown is facing charges of making a terroristic threat, which is a felony. In Wichita later tonight, the organization League 42 will unveil its new Jackie Robinson statue. The park is home to the low-cost youth baseball league named for the number that Robinson wore. The original statue was stolen and destroyed in January. League 42 received numerous donations, including $100,000 from Major League Baseball, to build a replacement. Several former Major League Baseball players will be at tonight's ceremony. The event begins at 6 o'clock. Speaking of baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Tigers 3-2 in Detroit. The Royals are just 5 games back. They'll play the Red Sox later tonight in Kansas City.
This is Morning Edition from NPR
in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for turning us on this morning. Coming up, we'll travel to the Paris Games. Get an update on the Olympics. Big names in fashion are outfitting Olympic teams at the Paris Games this year. We'll talk a little bit about the fashion of the Olympics. And here's a story you may have interest in. Residents in Maui who lost their homes in that fire a year ago are just starting to rebuild their lives. Should rebuilding be permitted on the ocean in the path of rising seas? That's the question many are asking right now. As reconstruction begins underway on Maui, as it begins on Maui, I should say. That story and a whole lot more coming up this hour on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Sunny skies and hot weather in store for us today with a high of 99. Tomorrow it'll be sunny and warm as well with a high of 90. Wednesday a bit cooler. On Wednesday we'll have sunshine, but the high only around 88. Thursday's high 87. Thursday night and Friday about a 20% chance of rain. Here on the KU campus in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 69.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from work.
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today. KPR's Laura Lorson will be your host.
165 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Sunny and hot today, a high of 99. Right now, 69 degrees in Lawrence.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Hurricane Debby is dumping heavy rains on northern Florida. The Category 1 storm came ashore about a half hour ago in the Big Bend area of the state. Debby made landfall with top sustained winds of about 80 miles per hour. But NPR's Debbie Elliott says forecasters are most concerned about the storm surge and flooding.
We're already seeing reports out of Horseshoe Beach that the town is pretty much cut off, all of its roads now underwater from storm surge as that eye wall is moving in. And Cedar Key, which is just south of where the hurricane is coming ashore, is registering water levels more than 4.5 feet above mean high water there.
Wall Street futures are down sharply this morning following Friday's sell-off. Investors are worried about a slowing U.S. economy following Friday's report from the Labor Department showing job growth in July was far weaker than expected. Gregory Brown at the Frank Hawks Keenan Institute of Private Enterprise says many economists believe the Federal Reserve should have announced an interest rate cut at last week's meeting.
As recently as just a couple weeks ago, the market was expecting the Fed to cut rates by about 1% over the next year. Now that's up to about a 2%.
Dow futures are down about 2%. NASDAQ futures are off 4%. This is NPR News.
And good morning. For KPR News, I'm Jay Schaefer at 6:31. Three people are being held after a large stash of illegal explosives, drugs, and weapons were found at a Kansas City home. KCTV reports that Clay County, Missouri authorities searched the home Friday after receiving several tips. They reportedly found two pipe bombs, 15 grenades, more than 100 pounds of explosive powder, as well as several guns, including an Uzi and a large amount of ammunition. A child was present in the home at the time, but has since been removed and placed with relatives. One man and two women were taken into custody on various drug and weapons charges. Additional federal charges may be filed for the explosives and weapons that were found. A study from the University of Kansas shows that plants don't grow as well when the entire plots are filled with a single species. Ecology professor Jim Beaver says this is because microbes that attack the species' roots get a chance to build up in the soil.
And when you have lots of plants together, then the pathogens are reduced, the impact of the pathogens are reduced, and you get greater total productivity.
Beaver says this research suggests that farmers would get better results if they intermixed crops, but doing so can be hard because harvesting a mixed field takes more time and labor than harvesting a single field with a single kind of grain. The main water source for western Kansas is the High Plains Aquifer, and that aquifer can still be a mystery even to hydrologists. And that's why a helicopter recently zigzagged through rural northwest Kansas, gathering data from the aquifer for the first phase of an airborne study. The helicopter dragged a large electromagnetic tool above ground to get more accurate readings on the thickness and sediment composition of the aquifer. Jim Butler with the Kansas Geological Survey says different sediments can change how much water can be pumped out of the ground.
You might have nice sand and gravel zone that all the wells are pumping from, but then as the water level drops down, it may drop down into less permeable conditions.
Butler says this new data can help both scientists and farmers more accurately predict the future of the High Plains aquifer. And a Wichita man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for stealing a Jackie Robinson statue from a Wichita park back in January and then destroying that statue in order to sell it for scrap metal. The 45-year-old man received his sentence on Friday. Today, a new Jackie Robinson statue will be unveiled at that park in Wichita. And in sports, the Royals beat the Tigers 3-2 in Detroit. This is KPR.
This is Morning Edition from
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. The emergence of bird flu in dairy cattle is raising new concerns about drinking raw milk. But farmers producing the unpasteurized milk say they are closely watching their herds and milk supply.
We don't want people getting sick from our product. We're doing everything we can to make the product healthy.
What rising cases of bird flu in dairy cattle mean for people selling and drinking raw milk? We'll take a look at that story next here on KPR's Morning Edition. Our forecast includes sunny skies, hot weather, a high near 99 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and a high near 90. Right now in Lawrence, 69, Topeka, 70, Manhattan, 71, and in Emporia, sunny skies and 68 degrees.
My name is Tony Cabin, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and institutions we're reporting on? These are just...
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Raw milk has seen a rise in popularity in recent years. More than 30 states allow its sale for human consumption in some form, including Kansas and Missouri. But food safety officials have long warned of the risk associated with drinking unpasteurized milk. Now, a recent outbreak of bird flu in dairy cattle has raised new health concerns with consuming the product. Harvest Public Media's Skylar Rossi reports on what that means for people producing and drinking raw milk.
Scott Moser pulls glass jars of raw cow's milk from one of the coolers against the wall of a refurbished shuttle bus.
Welcome aboard. Need more milk?
Yes.
Let's do it. How are you today?
He greets many of his customers by name as they board one by one carrying colorful cooler bags and grocery sacks. Scott and his wife, Rachel Moser, own Bee Holigan Farm and Excel.
We don't want people getting sick from our product. We're doing everything we can to make the product healthy.
In Missouri, where there have been no bird flu cases in cows, the Mosers say they are consistently seeing new customers place orders. Rachel Moser says the farm closely tests milk from each quarter of each cow's udder. She says the farm is her livelihood, and her customers are like family. She even names some of her cows after her longtime buyers.
Most of my customers, they trust that we are doing everything in our power to keep our product extremely safe and that we're vigilant and that they trust that we've got their best interests at heart.
Moser says many of her customers are more worried about state officials stopping the sale of raw milk than they are about getting sick. I'm Skylar Rossi, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. You'll find this story and others like it from Harvest on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we'll have news from around the world and from the state of Kansas. We hope you'll stay with us. Sunny skies, hot weather, a high of 99 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 90. Wednesday, a bit cooler with a high of 88. On Thursday, a high of 87. Thursday night, we've got a chance for showers and thunderstorms. And get this, Thursday night's low around 66 degrees. Friday, a 20% chance of rain and storms and a high near 84. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, we have sunny skies, 69 degrees. Topeka, 70, and in Manhattan, 71.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Martina.
KansasPublicRadio.org. Sunny and hot weather today with a high of 99. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 90. It's 69 degrees at KU.
Good morning, Kamala Harris and her eventual.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, it's 7:04. Kansas farmers and researchers will soon have more accurate data on the future of the most vital resource in the region, the High Plains Aquifer. Kaylin Moore reports on what we know after a recent aerial study.
Using a helicopter and electric magnetic pulses, researchers collected data on the thickness and sediment composition of the aquifer in northwest Kansas. Aquifers are made up of porous rock and soils, and water gets trapped underground. But Kansas geologists are finding out just how much that varies across the region. Jim Butler with the Kansas Geological Survey says this data can help farmers plan for the future.
If folks are saying, hey, I want my kids and grandkids to be able to utilize this resource in the future, you know, it'd be helpful for them to know how these sediments are arranged.
The Kansas Geological Survey hopes to conduct the same study over the rest of western Kansas over the next 3 years. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
An Illinois man has been arrested after threatening to shoot Kansas City Chiefs players at a concert. Detectives with the Kansas City Police Department discovered the threat against the Chiefs on social media. The concert, featuring country music singer-songwriter Morgan Waller, was delayed by 40 minutes Friday while authorities searched for 23-year-old Aaron Brown III at Arrowhead Stadium. Several Chiefs players were in attendance at the concert, including Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Chris Jones. Brown is now charged with making a terroristic threat a felony. The public can witness the unveiling of a new Jackie Robinson statue in Wichita later tonight, 7 months after the former statue was stolen. Celia Hack reports.
McAdams Park is home to League 42, a low-cost youth baseball league named for the number Robinson wore. After the original statue was stolen in January, League 42 received a $100,000 donation from Major League Baseball to create a replacement. League 42 founder Bob Lutz says the public should come see the new bronze statue.
The theft of the statue was a national story. The unveiling of this replacement statue is a better national story than the theft. This is a story of joy and hope.
Several former Major League Baseball players will be at the ceremony. The event is at 6. A bus will be on site to shuttle attendees. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
Three people are in custody after a large stash of illegal explosives, drugs, and weapons were discovered in a Kansas City home. KCTV reports that Clay County, Missouri law enforcement officials searched that home on Friday after receiving several tips. They reportedly located 2 pipe bombs, 15 grenades, an Uzi submachine gun, 100 pounds of explosive powder, and several guns and large amount of ammunition. A child was present in that home at the time, but has since been placed with relatives. One man and 2 women were arrested on various drug and weapons charges, and additional federal charges may be filed for the explosives and weapons that were found. In baseball, the Royals beat the Tigers 3-2 in Detroit. The Royals play the Red Sox tonight.
Good Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm
Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
7:19 on this Monday morning, August 5th. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies, hot weather for us today with a high of 99 or warmer. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 72. It's going to be sunny and warm tomorrow with a high near 90. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, sunny skies and 70 degrees. In Topeka, it's sunny and 70. In Manhattan, mostly sunny, 72. Kansas City, 72. Chanute, sunny and 72. And in Emporia, a sunny sky and 70 degrees.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we'll have news from around the world and across the state of Kansas. And later this hour on Morning Edition, we will take a look at raw milk. It's been growing in popularity. The emergence of bird flu in dairy cattle is raising new concerns, though, about drinking raw milk. Farmers producing the unpasteurized milk say that they are closely watching their herds and their dairy supply.
We don't want people getting sick from our product. We're doing everything we can to make the product healthy.
Coming up this hour, the rising cases of bird flu in the dairy industry. What does that mean for people selling and drinking raw milk? We'll take a closer look at 7:45 here on KPR's Morning Edition.
Directors on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today here on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District. Now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com.
Another scorcher today. Sunny skies and a high of 99. Tonight, a low of 72, and tomorrow, sunny and hot, high of 90 degrees. It's 7:30, time for the latest news.
Live from NPR News,
Mara Liasson, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. A Kansas City woman has pleaded guilty to helping defraud the federal Paycheck Protection Program out of nearly $1 million. Prosecutors say 55-year-old Renita Golden Lattimore admitted to conspiring to commit wire fraud. KMBC-TV reports that her guilty plea involves submitting false loan applications to the Paycheck Protection Program, which resulted in the federal government giving $900,000 in loans to ineligible recipients. Some of these loans were then forgiven, despite being used for unauthorized purposes. Prosecutors say Golden Lattimore herself earned about $76,000 in the scheme. Kansas farmers and researchers will soon have more accurate data on the future of the most vital resource in the region. That would be the High Plains aquifer. Kaylin Moore reports on what we know after a recent aerial study.
Using a helicopter and electric magnetic pulses, researchers collected data on the thickness and sediment composition of the aquifer in northwest Kansas. Aquifers are made up of porous rock and soils, and water gets trapped underground. But Kansas geologists are finding out just how much that varies across the region. Jim Butler with the Kansas Geological Survey says this data can help farmers plan for the future.
If folks are saying, hey, I want my kids and grandkids to be able to utilize this resource in the future, you know, it'd be helpful for them to know how these sediments are arranged.
The Kansas Geological Survey hopes to conduct the same study over the rest of western Kansas over the next 3 years. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A study from the University of Kansas shows plants don't grow as well when entire plots are filled with a single species. Ecology professor Jim Beaver says this is because microbes that attack the species' roots get a chance to build up in the soil.
And when you have lots of plants together, then the pathogens are reduced, the impact of the pathogens are reduced, and you get greater total productivity.
Beaver says the research suggests farmers could get better yields if they intermixed crops, but doing so can be hard because harvesting a mixed field takes more time and labor than harvesting a field with a single kind of grain. The emergence of bird flu in the dairy cattle industry is raising new concerns about drinking raw milk, but farmers producing the unpasteurized milk say they are closely watching their herds and supply.
We don't want people getting sick from our product. We're doing everything we can to make the product healthy.
We'll take a look at cases of bird flu in the dairy cattle industry and what that means for people consuming raw milk coming up in about 10 minutes here on KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Orchestra.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, and speaking of music, here's what's coming up later this morning on KPR. One, we'll hear the Brothers Grimm tale, music of Prokofiev's. Some fairy tale music in store for us after the 9 o'clock news. We'll also listen to Vladimir Horowitz as he plays us a short piano fairy tale. We'll listen to a Mozart serenade, a Bach toccata, and the symphony number Zero by Anton Bruckner. Cordelia and the Classics from 9 to noon on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay with us for news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center of Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Entirely too hot today. We'll have a high of 99. Sunny skies, too. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 90. And right now in Lawrence, we have 72 degrees.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
So tell me, why is this not already happening?
And provide context to the day's headlines.
Where does this leave U.S. efforts to try to broker a ceasefire to end the war? Where does it stand?
This is independent reporting you can trust. This is NPR.
Listen to Morning Edition and All Things Considered every weekday here on Kansas Public Radio. All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Good morning, May Martinez.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Raw milk. Lots of people seem to like it. Raw milk has seen a rise in popularity in recent years. More than 30 states allow its sale for human consumption in some form, including Kansas and Missouri. But food safety officials have long warned of risks associated with drinking unpasteurized milk. Now, a recent outbreak of bird flu in dairy cattle has raised new health concerns about consuming the product. Harvest Public Media's Skyler Rossi reports on what that means for people producing and drinking raw milk.
Scott Moser pulls glass jars of raw cow's milk from one of the coolers against the wall of a refurbished shuttle bus.
Welcome aboard. Need more milk?
Yes.
Let's do it. How are you today?
He greets many of his customers by name, as the Mosers say they are consistently seeing new customers place orders. Rachel Moser says the farm closely tests milk from each quarter of each cow's udder. She says the farm is her livelihood, and her customers are like family. She even names some of her cows after her longtime buyers.
Most of my customers, they trust that we are doing everything in our power to keep our product extremely safe, and that we're vigilant, and that they trust that we've got their best interests at heart.
Moser says many of her customers are more worried about state officials stopping the sale of raw milk than they are about getting sick. I'm Skyler Rossi, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Great Plains and Midwest, including Kansas Public Radio. You'll find this story and others from Harvest Public Media on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
The latest business news is up next on the Marketplace Morning Report. A sunny sky with a high near 99. That's what's in store for today. Right now, sunshine all across eastern Kansas and temperatures in the low 70s here in Lawrence at 72. Tomorrow, sunny and warm, a high of 90, and then a bit cooler on Wednesday with a high near 88 degrees. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we'll have news from around the world across the state of Kansas. It's 7:51, and this is Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Early August, American Public Media.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K25-8BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You'll find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can connect with us on Facebook and follow our news department on Twitter. We tweet about Kansas and retweet, or X, or whatever, at KPR News, at KPR News. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. How does the presidential campaign
play in strengthening Ukraine's air defenses? Greg Myrie, NPR News, Kyiv.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. The public can witness the unveiling of a new Jackie Robinson statue in Wichita later tonight, 7 months after the statue was stolen. Celia Hack has more.
McAdams Park is home to League 42, a low-cost youth baseball league named for the number Robinson wore. After the original statue was stolen in January, League 42 received a $100,000 donation from Major League Baseball to create a replacement. League 42 founder Bob Lutz says the public should come see the new bronze statue.
The theft of the statue was a national story. The unveiling of this replacement statue is a better national story than the theft. This is a story of joy and hope.
Several former Major League Baseball players will be at the ceremony. The event is at 6. A bus will be on site to shuttle attendees. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
An Illinois man has been arrested after threatening to shoot two Kansas City Chiefs players at a concert. Detectives with the Kansas City Police Department discovered the threat against the Chiefs on social media. The concert featuring country music singer-songwriter Morgan Waller was delayed by 40 minutes on Friday while authorities searched for 23-year-old Aaron Brown III at Arrowhead Stadium. Several Chiefs players were in attendance at the concert, including Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Chris Jones. Brown is now charged with making a terroristic threat, which is a felony. A study from the University of Kansas shows that plants don't grow as well when the entire plots are filled with a single species. Ecology professor Jim Beaver says this is because microbes that attack the species' roots get a chance to build up in the soil.
And when you have lots of plants together, then the pathogens are reduced, the impact of the pathogens are reduced, and you get greater total productivity.
Beaver says the new research suggests farmers would get better yields if they intermixed crops. But doing that can be hard because harvesting a mixed field takes more time and labor than harvesting a field with a single type of grain. A Kansas City woman has pleaded guilty to helping defraud the federal government and the Paycheck Protection Program out of nearly $1 million. Prosecutors say 55-year-old Renita Golden Lattimore admitted to conspiring to commit wire fraud. KMBC-TV reports that her guilty plea involves submitting false loan applications to the Paycheck Protection Program, and that resulted in the federal government giving $900,000 in loans to ineligible recipients. Some of those loans were then forgiven, despite being used for unauthorized purposes. Prosecutors say Golden Lattimore herself earned about $76,000 in the illegal scheme. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Tigers 3-2 in Detroit yesterday. The Royals are just 5 games back in the AL Central Division. Kansas City will take on the Red Sox at 7:10 tonight at Kauffman Stadium. Sunny skies today will have a high near 99 degrees.
This is Morning Edition from NPR.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 8:19 on this Monday morning.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Who, you may be wondering, is in the KPR Community Spotlight for this month of August?
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings. Directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Well, speaking of music, Cordelia Brown will bring us the classics this morning on KPR One. We'll hear the Brothers Grimm tale of Cinderella with Prokofiev's fairy tale music. Also, Vladimir Horowitz will play us a short piano fairy tale, a Mozart serenade, a Bach toccata, and we'll listen to the Symphony No. 0 by Anton Bruckner. Cordelia and the Classics on KPR 1 from 9 to noon. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour at 9 a.m.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Esperanza Spalding November 16th in a configuration of two musicians and two dancers playing from 8 albums plus brand new work. Stiefeltheater.org.
Mostly sunny skies will warm up to around 99 degrees this afternoon. Tonight clear with a low of 72. And tomorrow sunny, a high of 90. Right now in Lawrence, sunny and 75. And in Topeka, sunny and 75 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Our conversation with the directors on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered on the air from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host, keeping an eye on the weather and the news for you. Join us for ATC beginning at 3.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Sunny and hot weather in store for us today, a high of 99. It's 76 degrees.
Live from NPR News in Washington, this is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas farmers will soon have more accurate data on the future of the most vital resource in western Kansas, the High Plains Aquifer. Kaylin Moore reports on what we know after a recent aerial study.
Using a helicopter and electric magnetic pulses, researchers collected data on the thickness and sediment composition of the aquifer in northwest Kansas. Aquifers are made up of porous rock and soils, and water gets trapped underground. But Kansas geologists are finding out just how much that varies across the region. Jim Butler with the Kansas Geological Survey says this data can help farmers plan for the future.
If folks are saying, hey, I want my kids and grandkids to be able to utilize this resource in the future, you know, it'd be helpful for them to know how these sediments are arranged.
The Kansas Geological Survey hopes to conduct the same study over the rest of western Kansas over the next 3 years. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Watering restrictions will begin this week for the city of Wichita. Similar water restrictions are already in place in other Kansas communities, including Hays, where restrictions have been in place for years. The city of Wichita receives most of its water from Cheney Reservoir, which is at its lowest levels since 2013. Wichita water customers will be limited to outdoor watering just one day a week. That day will depend on where they live. Residents are also only allowed to water in the late evening or early morning hours. These restrictions will be in place in Wichita for at least 2 months. Three people are in custody after a large stash of illegal explosives, drugs, and weapons were found in a Kansas City home. KCTV reports that Clay County, Missouri law enforcement officials searched the home on Friday after receiving numerous tips. They reportedly found two pipe bombs, 15 grenades, a semi-automatic machine gun, 100 pounds of explosive powder, other guns, and a large amount of ammunition. A child was present in the home at the time, but has since been placed with relatives. One man and two women were arrested on various drug and weapons charges, and additional federal charges may be filed for the explosives and various weapons that were found. The emergence of bird flu in dairy cattle is raising new concerns about drinking raw milk, but farmers producing the unpasteurized milk say they are closely monitoring their herds and milk supply.
We don't want people getting sick from our product. We're doing everything we can to make the product healthy.
What rising cases of bird flu in dairy cattle mean for people who sell and drink raw milk, that report coming up in about 10 minutes here on KPR's Morning Edition. In sports, the Royals beat the Tigers 3-2 in Detroit.
This is Morning Edition from...
And this is Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Raw milk, it's more popular than you might think. But the emergence of bird flu in dairy cattle is raising new concerns about drinking raw milk. However, farmers who produce the unpasteurized milk say they are closely monitoring their herds and supply.
We don't want people getting sick from our product. We're doing everything we can to make the product healthy.
What rising cases of bird flu in dairy cattle mean for people selling and drinking raw milk. That report coming up next here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Sunny skies and hot temperatures with a high near 99 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 72. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny. We'll have a high around 90. And then a slight cooling trend in store. Wednesday's high 88, Thursday's high 87, and on Friday a high of 84. Right now it's sunny and 78 at KU. In Topeka, 77. Manhattan, 79 degrees.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't. Facts you approve.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Raw milk has been on the rise in popularity in recent years. More than 30 states allow its sale for human consumption in some form or another, including Kansas and Missouri. But food safety officials have long warned of risks associated with drinking unpasteurized milk. Now, a recent outbreak of bird flu in dairy cattle has raised new health concerns with consuming the product. Harvest Public Media's Skylar Rossi reports on what that means for people producing and drinking raw milk.
Scott Moser pulls glass jar.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains states, including Kansas Public Radio. You'll find this story and others from Harvest Public Media on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center of Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
A little bit more of Morning Edition still to go on this Monday morning. I hope you'll stay with us. And after the 9 o'clock news here on KPR 1, Cordelia Brown will bring us classical music, including some fantasy pieces this morning. Maybe not really fantasy, but certainly some fairy tale music. I guess that qualifies as fantasy. We'll hear the Brothers Grimm tale, Cinderella of Prokofiev's fairy tale music. Also, Vladimir Horowitz will play us a short piano fairy tale. Then we'll listen to a Mozart serenade, a Bach toccata, and something known as the Symphony No. 0 by Anton Bruckner. Cordelia and the Classics from 9 to noon on KPR 1. On KPR 2, you'll get the BBC NewsHour. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us broadcasting live online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and 78 degrees here in Lawrence and in Topeka. Manhattan sunny and 80. Kansas City sunny and 80 degrees. In Chanute, the sun is shining at 79 there, and in Emporia, sunny and 79. All of us on our way toward a high close to 99 degrees this afternoon. Tonight the low will drop to 72, and tomorrow it'll be sunny and warm with a high near 90 on Tuesday. Wednesday the high will only reach 88 degrees, Thursday 87, Friday 84. Plus, on Thursday night and Friday, we have about a 20% chance of rain. Stick around for a few fairy tales coming up with Cordelia Brown. For the next 3 hours, she will be bringing us the classics. We'll hear the Brothers Grimm tale, Cinderella, Prokofiev's fairy tale music, and a Vladimir Horowitz piece of music, a short piano fairy tale. That's coming up here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Stocks opened sharply lower this morning as